Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what is up? It's Sam Crowley. It's great to be back inside the Every Day is Saturday studio. I know. Haven't had, let's just say, an overflowing of the cup runneth over of podcasts this summer, the summer of 2015. I don't have excuses. Matter of fact, I want to share with you what I've been doing, what's going on. More importantly, what's going on with you? Okay, I don't want you to think I fell victim to National Quitters Day. Can you imagine that? Yours truly? Not a chance, man. I'm more fired up and focused than ever. So, hey, let's reset it. It is August 10, 2015. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Always grateful for the listeners. And, yes, I still see your reviews on iTunes. I still get your feedback, your emails, your tweets. Thank you so much. Hit me up. You want to hear? We're going to get back into the full swing of things. Guys, let me just shoot you straight, okay? My kids are home all summer long, and I love being a dad. But let me tell you, when you're an entrepreneur and you work from home and your kids are off all summer long, you got to make a couple of choices, okay? Are you going to bury yourself in the basement from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon and not do anything and be grumpy old dad? Or do you just rage, man? You just rage, you know, and you pick your times when you're going to spend time with your kids, and then you focus and you get a lot of work done, and then you come up for air and you spend time. Well, that's what I've been doing, the latter. I've been working very hard on my Every Day is Saturday for speakers, the Speaker Success Vault now, as it's called, the online members area where we train the beginner, the intermediate, the advanced speaker, how to sell from stage, you know, how to create a six-figure income speaking. So that's been a lot of fun creating that. But it's also been fun hanging out, man. Kids go back to school in 9 days from today, which I literally feels like yesterday. It literally does feel like yesterday when the kids got out of school the first week of June. And, man, I'll tell you what, it just makes you think over and over and over again. I do this every summer, just like you do. You know, you start thinking, wow, the school year is over. That went fast. Well, no, it didn't. It was long. And then it's middle of August here in Ohio. It's like, wow, that went fast. Well, kind of, but it depends on what you did, you know, what you did. I've been able to create products over the summertime, worked very hard, traveled a little bit, but most of the time, man, my summers are spent with the kids. And being an entrepreneur, it ain't as easy. Those of you that know, you know. Here's a funny stat. I was talking to a friend of mine today, okay? Check this out. 71%, depending on what poll, I'm citing a Gallup poll from this year, 71% of Americans just don't like their job. And you've heard this 1,000 times. I'm not going to belabor the point. But they feel as though, hey, this sucks. You know, I went to college for 4 years, spent $100,000 on an education or more. I'm working for somebody who's got half a brain cell. And, yeah, kind of peace, I'm out, man. My life's way too short for this stuff. This really ain't what I signed up for. I thought I was going to get a job, be happy, work up the corporate ladder, get my 2.3 kids, the house, the white picket fence, and everything would be great. At least that's what I saw in the movies. Didn't work out. Never works out that way most of the time. 71%, I'd say never. And then here's what's even wilder. Okay, so you leave your job, and now you're going to go pursue your passion, your dream, whatever. And you get off and running. And what do you do? What do most entrepreneurs do? I did it. You run east looking for a sunset. Okay? You're going 1,000 miles an hour and you don't even know where the hell you're going. It's like, I'm busy. Well, you know something? I know a lot of busy, broke people. Okay? I'm busy. See, you take that job mentality and you take it home. You do it now at your computer. Oh, I've got my inbox tray. And my goal today is to empty my inbox tray. And you know what else you're going to be emptying? Your bank account! Of course! You're going to going to empty your bank account. So the goal as an entrepreneur is not to keep your inbox clean. Lord knows I don't do that. It's to keep your bank account full and your body, your mind, and spirit full of purpose. I mean, most entrepreneurs, I would say this is a guesstimate because it's only been my experience. I would say about the same amount, if not more, let's say 7 out of 10 entrepreneurs get started in the wrong niche, in the complete wrong niche. Like I did. I started out a flipping Quiznos, you know, with mayonnaise dripped all over my shirt with a big Q on it, asking people if they want lettuce. Don't even get me started, man. If you read the book, No More Work Days, you know. If you've listened to any speak, I was being yelled at by a 4'11" Indian guy in Columbus, Ohio at a training store because I did not ask if the client, and I use that word loosely, but you know, people that are buying a sub for $5 wanted lettuce on the sub. I'm like, doesn't everybody? And what's the big deal if they don't? And I put it on, man, I don't get it. Oh, my God. Okay, cool. And oh, by the way, Sam, when you fold that wrapper, make sure the Q is facing up. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, every time you wrap a sub, the Q, you see the Q there? I'm like, yeah, I know the letter Q, okay? It's in the alphabet right around the letter R and S somewhere. I got it, okay? Yeah, that's got to be facing up. I'm like, buddy, you keep yelling at me. The only thing that's going to be facing up is you looking at the ceiling with your feet pointed up, okay? Because I'm going to knock you out if you keep screaming at me about the lettuce and the Q. I get it. But you know what? That was my fault. Why was it my fault? Why was I being yelled at by a 4'11" guy in a Quiznos telling me that I need to get the Q facing to the ceiling? Because I made the wrong decision. I quit my job, and I wanted to take what I thought would be the safe route. Who wouldn't think that buying an existing Quiznos fast food franchise would be a safe move? Who wouldn't think that, right? So you drop a few hundred grand in there. Next thing you know, you're getting yelled at by somebody. And oh, by the way, my line mates, line mate is what we call them, okay? You walk into a Quiznos sub shop, you got the maker, all right? I don't mean the real maker. I mean like the sub maker who gets the roll, and then you got the person puts the meat on it. They send it through the toaster for 57 seconds. Did you know that? Goes through the toaster 57 seconds. Yours truly, when I first started training, receives said sub after 57 seconds, and not a second more or less goes through, and it's toasted. Toasted. Comes out the other end, and I have my plastic gloves, which don't fit. They don't even come close. I mean, OJ at the trial, his gloves fit way better than these things did, okay? So I've got my plastic gloves that look like a five-year-old put them on inside out and backwards on my hand. It looks like the left's on the right and the right's on the left. They look like mittens, okay? And I'm supposed to navigate with these gloves on any form of produce, and you got to go right down the line. Tomatoes, cucumbers. No, I don't want cucumber. I want sweet pepper. And I'm thinking, oh my God, a week ago I'm in a boardroom making million-dollar decisions. Now, dude's got me all flustered because I don't even know where the pickles are in relation to the cucumbers. You know what all that was? That was all because of the decision I made coming out of a job I didn't like, just like 70% of the people, going into a career that I didn't know anything about and I had no passion. You know what I had a passion? I still wanted to be in control. And when you have an ego, like I did, and I still do, but I don't think my ego's is out of whack now. I know it's not. I know. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any stretch, but it ain't where it used to be, okay? And so you get this ego, like everything you touch, just like in corporate, was magic dust, and you can make it right. That's the way I thought. Oh, I managed 80 people. I can certainly manage, you know, three kids in a subline making $8 an hour, one of them with a pierced lip and eyelid, and you know, the other one with a Dale Earnhardt hat on. I can certainly manage these guys and girls. No, you can't. You know why? Because it's not your passion. You have no purpose. I mean, I could not find purpose inside a bag of lettuce, putting it on a sub, making sure the queue faces upward. All right? Here's my point today. Boy, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. Hey, by the way, let me just get a plug in here. Give me 10 seconds. Come on, give me 10 seconds. Go to speakersuccessvault.com. I just put together a phenomenal payment plan. Anybody, let me tell you something. $99 gets you into Speaker Success Vault, and there's over 40 videos as of today, soon to be way, way more than that. 40 videos, audio interviews with a who's who of speakers, promoters teaching you how to get booked on stage to speak, and just a great, great inventory of stuff, man, to learn. I mean, everything I've ever known. My PowerPoint that I use on stages is inside there. Go to speakersuccessvault.com. Come on board. We got a private Facebook group where we all hang out and talk about you because you're not in there right now, and help support you on your way to the platform. Speakersuccessvault.com. Find what you want to do. Would you please? And don't sell it. See, you may even think right now, no, Sam, I'm doing what I... Really? I'm telling you, you might be just a little bit like you need a little bit of calibration. Big word for the Everyday Saturday podcast, calibration. Just tweak a little bit. Some people think they want to build websites when in fact they don't. They still want to be in the services business, but they want to major maybe in videos, all right? Maybe they want to major in design, programming. They don't want to get way, way too deep in it, you know? Other people, like myself, look, I want to be a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, all right? I want to be able to spread the good news that it's out there. Come back and report. I mean, there's so much to talk about. This podcast is something that I love doing, you know? But it's that you know, that doesn't mean I want to be on the rubber chicken circuit doing keynote speeches at noon at a Rotary Club in Idaho. No, that's not what I want to do, okay? I'm very specific now, very intent on what it is that I want to do. And look, I still have work to do, man. We are just unfinished products. But let me tell you, when you go into the entrepreneurial world, don't make the mistake and don't kid yourself, because you don't want to, your ego's in the way. Oh no, I made the right decision. I'm right where I need to be. Man, don't let your ego talk to you like that. Understand that if this isn't exactly what you want and exactly what your audience wants, get out, recalibrate. Figure out what it is you want to do, because the money's going to come and go. It's always going to come and go. It's energy, man. It's always flowing. That's why they call it cash flow. You don't hang on to it. You put it back in. You reinvest your business. You donate. You help missions, all that good stuff. The cash is always coming and going. It never stops, no matter how much money you make, right? However, when you really love what it is you're doing and you know you are where you need to be, man, that's Saturday. That is Saturday. You get an amen on that one. It's Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let me know what you want to hear on the show. And by golly, you know what I just might do? I just might do. I'll retweet you back always. Always reply on Twitter. And I'll use your suggestion. All right? Are you with me? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.